Beyond Daf, Tazayin Amud Beis, the third line from the top. The Pirkei Noah, we heard Tnoim that a shot has to have. Ubeisei Reikam from Chomas and Gezel, Upirkei Noah, Shval Berech, Umrutzel Om, Yeshleinim of a Kailei Orei. So what is the Taich Upirkei Noem? Omar Abai is Esh Lo Yotzo Olof Shem Ra B'Yaldusoy. So Rashi says Upirkei Noem Afilu K'shomad Al Bachusa Yigil Upirkei Hoye Noem B'li Shem Ra. Hoyso Li Nachlosi Ka'arye V'yar Nosno Olai B'Koylo Al Kains Neisiyo. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, my nosna alai bekoilo, oma mazutre bar tuvye oma rav, v'omri lo oma rav chome, oma rav belozo, ze shliach tzibo, she'en ei hogun hayered lifnei hateva. Now, the Marsha says pshat in this Gemara, what's pshat, nosna alai bekoilo al kainz neisiyo? So the Marsha says that we had learned a lot of qualifications that are necessary for a shat. In Nosna Alai Bekoilo, that the shat that comes to Davin, the only thing he has to offer is the koil. That is only one qualification, koil inoim. So by just picking out this qualification, and overlooking all other qualifications, al kainz neisiyo. That is how the Marsha says pshat. With Kibi Mamtik, the Ben Yoyoda wants to say as follows, that he says, the ikir qualifications of a shat is anove, that's shvalberech, limud, it says that he's Boki, Likreis Patera, Benvi, Viksuvim. He should be a Yirei Shamayim. That's the eco qualifications that a Shatz needs. These are the Ikuve. So, and these are Rashi Tevis Olai. Nosna Olai Bekailo, they said instead of the Olai, instead of the Anova, the Lima, the Nira, they're mashlim, it cancels out with the koila, that this will be enough. We don't have the alai of a kaponim, the koila we have. But the Benisham does not like this chalipin al-kain's neisiyah. The Chassam Sefer wants to say pshat, that he says, the tafkid of a shatz is to be ma'ira the tzibur. That is the tafkid of a shatz. He says, but this can only be if the shatz is mispalo mitoch kiras liboy edvarim hayotzim min alev nechnosim al alev. So then if he's davening belev, so the tziva becomes nesaira. He says, but if the chazan is not davening mitoch kiras liboy, so the whole purpose is being magbia koiloi is only for the Rabbein Shalom. But Tziba isn't getting anything out of it except maybe listening to a good concert. But al kaponim, so the whole hagbos koiloi is only a lie. Nosna lie koilo. The Gemara says a magbia koiloi bitfilose reze is from the Nevi'e Abal. So he says that's right. If it's nosna lie koilo, kain's neisiyo. Now Rashi is very unclear. First of all, Rashi is Zeh Mamit Chazn Sheni Hogan Lefnei Ateva, which is a different Girse Bechlal. Then it seems it goes on the Mamidim, not on the Chazn himself. And here it says Nosna Laikoyla. And Ben Yaakov, we have this Girse Sheni Hogan Chazn Sheni Hogan Yoyred Lefnei Ateva, not the Mam. We're speaking about the Chazn alone. So Rashi says, Rosha, Einei Hogan means he's a Rosha, Shakadish Baruch Hu, Soinei Oysa, Yoyser Mikulom, Vuhu Naisen, Bekeilei Lefonov. So it is very, very unclear how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. Perhaps if we would say, Vahu Naisin Bekoiloi is Shehu Naisin Bekoiloi Lefono, then we can understand a little bit what Rashi is saying. That means, could be, a Rosh is one thing. Aber Rosh, Shehakadish Bo, Rosh, Eine Hogan means he's a Rosh. Shehakadish Bo, Hu, Seine Oisa, Yaisa, Mikulam, Shehu Naisin Bekoiloi Lefono. It's not bad enough you're a Rosh, you have to be nice in Bekayla Lefana, so go hide someplace. Don't stand in front of the Yomid that you should be the nice in Bekayla Lefana. So he says, there's a bigger tviya on a Rosh for davening for the Yomid. Why are you being boilet and you're being makarib yourself to the Rabbeinu Shalom from the whole Kohol? So that's why, that's if Fuhu is like Shehu, so then could be that Pshat and Rashi. Sokte Gemara weiter. Omar, Mazutre, Bartuvia, Omar Rav, Nadir, Voimer, Lifneim, Esrim, Ba'arba, Broches, Shmoine, Esre, Shebechol, Yaim, Umoisef, Aleihem, Oichesh, and then they add on another six Broches. Frekte Gemara, Hani, Sheish, add on six, Sheva, Havion, there's seven Broches that are added on, Kedisnan, Alashvi, Suoimer, Boruch Merachim al Horet, so we see the seven broches. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak, my Shviyis, Shviyis la Arucha. That means that they're marich in the brocha of Goyal Yisrael. But that is not, Goyal Yisrael is not a brocha on a sefes. This brocha was said, they're just marich. So, in taking the arichus of Goyal Yisrael into the consideration, together with the other six brachas, and then it's ready, the last bracha is the seventh bracha. Kedisanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Begoyal Yisrael Marich. Ubachoysmo hu oimer, Mshasi comes to the Chsime, he says, Misha onas avroam bahara meria, hu yana eschem, viyishma bekil tzakaschem hayem hazeh, Baruch Goyal Yisrael. Vehein einem achrov, ome, vechazen haknesses oimer lehem, tiku bnei arin tiku. So then the Shamish tells them that they should be ektarat. Vaoimer, and then the Shad says again, and now he starts the first broche of the six broches. He starts, Zichaynis, Misha Onas Avisein Al Yamsuf, Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma Bekil Tzakaschem Hayim Azeh, Baruch Zoyche Hanishkoches, V'ineinim Achav Omei, V'chasna Knesses Oimelem, Horiyu B'nei Arin Horiyu. We'll see in Rashi that the pastors from this Gemara would seem that there was a different seder by each broche. By the first there was tarat, and by the second broche was truat ki yitrua. Then it went back to tarat. That's not like Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah seems to say everything was tarat. V'chaim b'chol broche u'broche ba'achas oimer tiku u'ba'achas oimer horiyu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shviyis la'arucha, Shviyis la'oysa brocha, she'ischi la'arichba. This is the seventh brocha to what he had started, we started the riches. Va'oysa eina min ha'taisvis, but the brocha that is marich, that's not from the six brochas. Anisofes ala meyutras brochas, he kedesanye begoyl Yisrael hu marich. That's what it says in this paraisa. Hu aima lifneihem paisna zok narogel omarech begula kedektoni masnisen. Let us see Taisvis. Mai shviyis shviyis la'arucha peirich shemaschilin la'arech v'loimer bakosheis utchinais besoich broche shogoye Yisrael. Aber mikol bokem eino bechlal hanaisofis bimei atainis. This is not from the additional brachas. Lehoya meisifin rakshisha. They only added on 6 brachas. Bal kol habrachas yeshtam al mahim chosmais fakach. There's a reason why the chsime is the way they end. Harishayne shogoyu, eino min aminyi. Uba imrin misha'ono lavrov. He was the first nigol. Shenitzel minimreit. So therefore, Mishana Lavram is a guy of Yisrael. Ubishniye shehirishayna min hashisha hanesafis, oma Mishana Lavisenu al Yamsuf, v'chaisem baruch seicher habris. Lefichach oimra bezechaynis, lefishay bemitzayim, v'nisyashu min agule, v'olav nemer, v'ezker es berisi. Taisa seems to have a different girsa, v'chaisem baruch seicher habris, and we have baruch seicher anishkoches. V'chaim b'shlishis, shishniya min aminin, shemeya trua. But with what be Yeshua, shenene be Yerichoi, Hainu ba'oid Yisrael ba'gilgol, b'shayfreis, ayoyim em yish'ono li Yeshua ba'gilgol, v'shenene b'shayfreis. That means that even though Esus Tosus is saying that the Yeshua was in Yerichoi, a mish'ono is Yeshua ba'gilgol means but Klal Yisrael was situated in Gilgol then, and the Yeshua was some Amelis, and that we say that, as we mentioned, Gilgal, not Yerichai. Al Raviyis Bishlishis min Aminyin, Misha'ono Leshmuel, Ubishmuel Ksi Tzaoko Utfilo. That means later we'll find the Machlokes, and the Mishnah says that by the Chsime of Shmuel, Baruch at Hashem, Shemeya Tzaoko. And the Chemishis is Eliyo, they say Baruch at Hashem, Shemeya Tzvila. So Taisu says as follows. Ubishmuel Ksiv Tzaoko Utfila. It says Bemison Tula Shainas. The Gabi Eliyo Ksiv Tzvila. Aneini Hashem Aneini. Vamrina Bigmor, the Tzaoko Gabi Shmuel. So we say first Baruch at Hashem, Shemeya Tzaoko. Utfile Gabi Eliyo, Aneini is a Loshin Tfile. V'yesh Oimrim, now others say, this V'yesh Oimrim is a second Loshin in the Gemara, the Machlokes in the Gemara, Gabi Shmuel Utzoka, V'yesh Oimrim Tfile Gabi Shmuel, Utzoka Gabi Eliyo. Oh, that we said, by Shmuel there are two Lashinis, so we say by Shmuel Shemeya Tfile, Tvila Gabi Shmuel, a Tzaoke Gabi Eliyo. Aye, where does it say Tzaoke? Toho, Dechsiva Neini Gabi Eliyo, Tzaoke. It's Tzaoke and not Tvila. Shmuel B'mitzvah is Me'ein, that's El Hashem B'Tzarosali, Kerosi V'Yanein, it was a nice Tzorah. Yo Barakalma, Kinagadesa Einai, Elohorim, V'chein Kulam. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Bamed Vorim Amurim Bigvulim. This was the Seder by the tiniest Bigvulim. Ava b'migdosh einei kein. But by Migdosh there wasn't the Seder. That means the Val, we had the Seder that they made a chsime. The Olam answered Amen. And then they were tekeya. And then they went to the next broche. That was Bigvulim. Avo b'migdosh eini kein l'bishen einin omen b'migdosh. Minayin shen einin omen b'migdosh. How do we know that we don't answer omen b'migdosh? Shenema kumu bohu es Hashem aleikeichem. The bracha should be es Hashem aleikeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. And they answered v'bohu shem kevoidecha. Umreimam al kol brachos sehilam. So you see, that after the bracha was said, Baruch Hashem Elokeichem, so they said, V'Baruch Hashem Kvodecha, that's Baruch Hashem Kvod, Al Kol Bracha Sehila, Yochel Al Kol Bracha Iskula, that after all the brachas that were said, like Tehei Ela Tehila Achas, there was one Tehila Baruch Hashem Kvod, Tamalayma Amraimam Al Kol Bracha Sehila, Al kol brocha ten loy tehila. And each brocha, a tehila was given. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bamedvorim amurim, dehinoinim achrov omein, bitvulem. Avor bemigdish, oimer oise hezokin, laacher aparshiyois. Misha ones Avram Huyana Esra. He says vaita the same thing. Vishmakel Tzakaschem Vayoimaze Boruch Ato Hashem Alakei Yisroel Min Ha'olam Va'ad Ha'olam Boruch Goyel Yisroel Veinainim Achav Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchus Ha'olam Vod וכן בכל ברוכי שבמקדוש, לפי שאין אינין אומן במקדוש כדי אלף לכמה מקרוי. מנעין שאין אינין אומן במקדוש, this is the פוסק, תחסיב בצבילס עזר בבי ישני, קומו ברוכו אשר שם עליכיכם. So that's the נוסח הברוכה, the נוסח of the סימס ברוך השם עליכי ישראל. That this is me'oilam v'yad ha'oilam. V'volchu shem k'voidecho haynu sh'oinim achav boruch shem k'void malchusoy li'oilam v'ot. Kachu ha'posek. V'volchu shem k'voidecho amreimam al kol brot v'seid. Hochi garsinon. Yochel al kol habroches kulam tehila achas. After all the broches are finished, then one tehila is said, Tamaloima al kol broche ten loy tehila. So now the Gemara learns from the pasuk that each broche is mechayev a tehila. The Shleima Mishnasei Mesechtes Broches explains that since the aniyah was Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai, that we spoke about the Kevoid Malchus of Kevoid Malchusai of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And Agavurchem, the Shleimim Mishnase brings from the Goyin, that the Goyin said, we say in the Shemayna Eschei of Shalosh Regolim Galei Kevoid Malchuscha. So the Goyin says that there are six knafayim on the chayis, I think, and two of them are mechuse. Six knafayim are connected, the six tevis of Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchuse Leilam Boet, and two of them are mechuse, the Kevoid Malchuse. So that means with the Chubin Habayis, it was Nistar Kevoid Malchuse. The Kevoid Malchus, Tav Yochav the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Nista Bisman Hachum. The Beis HaMikdosh, it was Nika Kvoid Malchusoy. So therefore, after the Broche, that was the Inyan to say, Ahoido Atehila, Bol Shem Kvoid Malchusoy in the Beis HaMikdosh, to be able to witness and to feel the Kvoid Malchus, which was in existence because of the Bayis, so he said, Bor Hashem Kevoid Malchusoy. So he says, therefore, since the Tehila is a Tehila of Kevoid Malchusoy, so therefore the Siyam HaBrocha also mentioned Kevoid Malchusoy, and that is Elokei Yisrael. That is the Kevoid Malchus of the Rebbein Shalom, the Rebbein Shalom is Elokei Yisrael. So therefore, by us, when we say a broche, so it's sufficient that the psiche is masker Hashem and Elokeinu Melech Olam. By the chsima, we just say Baruch Ata Hashem. But in the Beis HaMikdosh, b'shas the chsima, we wanted to be madgish the kvoid malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So therefore, the chsima was, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and the Tehillah, and this chsima was, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusei Le'olam Vod. The Gemara says in Brachis, that they said, it's a pasuk me'olam ad olam, that the tzedakim had started to say ein olam elo echad, so therefore they said me ha olam vi ad ha olam. Therefore we mentioned that there's two olamis, and the ikar olam is olam haba, and this is only kepreizder lifnei hatraklim. So meir de kevod from Abchaim Voloshina, Abchaim Voloshina says that the bayis rishin, everything was begoli. And one walked into the Beis HaMikdash, so one could see that this Olam is not the Iker. Just being in the Beis HaMikdash, one knew already the Iker, that Iker is Yena Olam. In this world, there's only a praise there. So it wasn't necessary to put this in the Nusach HaBrochem Yolam Yad Olam. By the second bias already, there was Chosa Chomish Tvorim, Chosa Shchine, Ruach HaKodesh. So then one could come into the Beis HaMikdash and perhaps think that this Olam is also an Iker. So therefore, they put this in the Nusach HaBrocha Me'olam Yad Olam. And after the Brocha, they said, Baruch Shem Kevod. So Be'elo B'Mikdash Mahoim. So now, the Gemara is going to say the Nusach. What? So how did the brachas b'shas the tiniest? How were they said in the Beis HaMikdash? Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam Baruch Goyel Yisrael v'ein einim acha Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusay li'olam v'od v'chazen ha'knesses oima lahem tiku ha'kayhanim b'nei arin tiku. The Chazal Vayimer, the Chayza Vayimer. Now the Chazan Beis HaKnesses says something else to them. Before they take care, the Chayza Vayimer, Misha Ones Avram Bar Meria, Uyane Eschem, V'Yishma Bekel Tzakaschem Hayoyim Azem. So we had mentioned that the Teferes Yisrael says Pshat. Pastor Mir, this is Masim to Rashi. The Ran is a different girse, but let us say Rashi's pshat. A little bit the Ran says, but Rashi is chaylik. So the Tveres Yisrael says as follows. They wanted that the tkiyas should be blown on this inyan, on the bakoshe of what the tvilas were on. Misha ono, who yishma kel tzakaschem. They wanted the tkiyah should be blown on the sinyan. Now, in the bigvulin, there was no problem. Bigvulin, they said the broche, and right afterwards it just said omen on the broche, so the tkiyahs were going on the broche. The omen was not a hefsek between the tkiyahs and the broche. Masha'enkein b'migdosh, it was a bracha was said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Yisrael Me'olam Ad Olam, and then the Olam said another bracha, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusei Le'olam Vod. So if the tkiyas would be blown right after the Baruch Shem Kevod, so it would seem that the tkiyas are going on this bracha, not on the inyan of the bakoshes. It's going on the Baruch Shem Kevod. So therefore, the Shamish, he said over, he repeated what the Shatz had said. So he repeats, the Shatz said it in the Nusach HaBroche. First he says, Tiku Kahanim Tiku. And Chazanim Antika Kahanim Bnei Antika V'Chayzevaim. And then he repeats what the Shatz had said: Misha Ones Avram Baharim Riyu Yana Esrim VeYishma Bekel Tzakaschem Ayoyim Azeh. And then it was Toko Ariyu V'Toko. And then they blew Shofar. So the Shofar was going on the Misha Ono.
Then the second bracha, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, min oilom yad oilom, zeichan yishkoches. Beinoi mimachov bor shem kevoid malchus el oilom bor. Chazna knesses oimolem hariyu hakehan bnei arim hariyu. Chaim bechol brocho brocho, b'achas oimer tiku, b'achas oimer hariyu, ad shegoymer es kulom. Let us see Rashi. Avo b'migdosh oimer oisei zokin lacha pashis, mishon es abromu yanes, mishma keotza kasmi, mezeboch atashem alakeisum, inoilu madoilu. Baruch Goy Yisrael. Hinoi ninach Baruch Shem Kved Nachus Lelavod V'chem Bechob Baruch Hashem Mikdosh. We said this Rashi already. Yeah. Oh, Chaz Nakneses Loi Oisei Zokin Ingo. He wasn't the Zokin that was in the middle of Shmai Nesrei. V'choizer Chaz Nakneses. Now the Chaz Nakneses repeats. V'oi Melam Misha Ona Af Alpi Isha Omroi Oisei Zokin. No, the Zokin said it in the Nusach of Shemayna Esrei. And the Chazna Knesset said it, that in order that the Tkiyas should be blown on this Inyan. Kshemeriyin Tchila hu Oymerlem, Oriyu b'nei Arim. Kshetoyken Tchila hu Oymerlem, Tiku b'nei Arim. Yeah. Vekar hinig Rab Chalafto b'tzipoyri. Rab Chananye ben Tradien besichni. Abaz lakach hinnik, kol minnik ze Rab Chilavta betzipoyri. So what lechoyre, the minnik of Rab Chilavta betzipoyri was, that they did not answer Omen after the broche, they said Bor Shem Kevoid, and afterwards, so since they said Bor Shem Kevoid lechoyre, they had a problem. So the Tekiyah will be going on Bor Shem Kevoid, not on the Misha Onne. So L'chayre, they had the Chazen Beis HaKnesses, the Chazen Beis HaKnesses said this Nusach, and then he said, and that's what happened. And that's what says in the Mishnah. The Goma Sabroch, in the Mishnah, after Zvovim at Beis, it says on the top of the Omid, Bimei Rab Chalaf, Tukunim Ben Tradin, Shavach Neteva, Vagoma Sabrocha Kulov, Loi Ono Achav Omen, they didn't say Omen, they said Bor Shem Kevoid, and Tiku Akahanim, and Tiku, and then Mishon Sabrom, we know about Yan Esram, this the Chazan Beis HaKnesset said, Yan Esram, Yishma Bekir Tzakasam, Yeh Mezeh, and that's what happened. It's unclear if the chsim of the broche was like the Migdash also. They said Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. They said Baruch Ato Hashem Goel Yisrael. That is unclear. But Al Koponim, that is clear, according to Rashi Al Koponim, that afterwards they said Baruch Hashem Kevoid, and then there was a Misha Ono, and then they blew Shofar on the Misha Ono. We had mentioned that the Teferis Yisrael said what was the Svore of Rab Chalavt and Rab Chananya ben Tradye. So he says, what's pshat? They said, Bor Shem Kavoid, the Dranes is kashet, they made that in the Gvulim you should say the Nusach, what you say in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Teferish Yisrael says, Chas V'Sholem. That means all the time when someone said a bracha, they said, Omei. But in this Maimed Nisgov, that Gans Klal Yisrael was fasting, so they held this was equivalent to Avodas HaKabonis, Ki Ikru Hikriv Chelboi V'Domoi. So this had a halacha like Mikdosh. So Memeles that they held the Nusach HaMikdosh had to be said by this Maimid. So therefore they said Bor Shem Kevoid, and then they had the same Misha Ona. That's how the Teferis Yisrael says Pshat and Rab Chalafta. Ukshebo dovo lifnei chachomim omru lohenoigim kein elo bishari mizroch bahar abayis. Perhaps what we mentioned before from the Shleima Mishnose, we can say in order to say Bor Shem Kevoid, it has to be Nikar Kevoid Malchusoi. After the Chuban Abayis, it could be Nechshev Kikabonis, but Lemaise, after the Chuban Abayis, Kevoid Malchusoi is not Nikar anymore, so Memele, therefore you can't say Bor Shem Kevoid. The is the omri. Now the Gemara brings down, Lehoyin Noigin, okay, what does Rashi say? She oin emacha bor shem kibayin machusun levot, elo oin in omein begvul. L'chev, they said omein, then it was not necessary to say misha ona, because then there's no hefsik. So then they blew shefer right away. The is the amri kedisanya, kloy mevike, the masli hachi. Let us brought a different beraisa. The is the amri hachi. Kedisanya. Oy melif name esrim v'arba brochish. Shmei nesrei shebechol yoyim. Umoysef aleihem oyid sheish. Ve'oysen sheish heichen omroi ben goyu l'roife. L'roife choyli. Umarich bigula. Ve'inoyne machrob omein al kol brocho l'broch. Ve'kach hoyu noigim bigbulam. Aber bei mir ist ja jemand im Bauch, ich habe alle Käse, um in Eulam, ad Eulam, Baruch, Koyel, Yisrael, wo jemand im Achab, Omen. Vechol kach lo, mele, wie schon in Omen, bei mir das. Im Nein, schon in Omen, bei mir das, und im Akuma, Baruch, ich habe alle Käse, um in Eulam. Vyat, Eulam, u Baruch, Hashem, Kvaidecho, um Reima, al Kol Baruch, Asilo. Al Kol Baruch, Baruch, Atein, Le, Tehilo. Der Tanner, Rabbanon, ist ein Greis. Alle, ich schaue, nicht so, im Bauch, ich habe alle Käse, um in Eulam, ad Eulam. Baruch Goyal Yisrael, v'nein macha Baruch Shem Kavoyed Malchus Eloylam Vod. V'chaz naknes v'zoyim atiko, kahanim tiko. V'choy z'voyim mish'ones Avrom Bar Meriyo Yana Aschem. V'yishma bakil tzakaschem ayoyim hazeh, v'in toikin amarim v'toikin. Afterwards. V'al ha'shni yoyim Baruch Hashem Alakei Yisrael Menoylam Adilam Baruch Zeichan Ishkoches, v'nein macha Baruch Shem Kavoyed Malchus Eloylam Vod. V'chaz naknes v'zoyim ari b'nei Aaron Harib. Oy mem ishana sabi sen yam su yam es khamish me bekol tsakas me yey mezev im rim ve toyten im rim ve khayn be khol brokh brokh bi a khasem atik u ba khasem riu at zig mer sa brokh es kolom ve khakh hin ik rab khlafte be tsipoyri ve rab khanan ye ben tradiem be sikhni shebodo ve itzo khakham im amol ye neigem kein elo be shari mizrach be har habayis. Now, we have here a good quarter of an omud that the Gemara brings down another baraisa, the Easter Tani, the Easter Omri, others learned a different baraisa. Now, Lechere is Kan Shail Aben, what is this baraisa is mamish repetitious from the first baraisa, Nachaba baraisa. What is Pshat in this baraisa? So the Karan Eire says, Rashi brought down on the Mishneh and after Zvova Medbeis, Rashi says as follows. Let us just see Rashi in the middle of Bishar Mizrach Bahar Abayis, Kloima, is man shebeis amigdash kai, shem shemispaulim bar Abayis, not nosim dar shar Mizrach. Fisha ya oinin omein be migdash, can be in a big morit. So memele, so loyinu noigim shloilani somin al bishar mizrach barabais. That means the way we're learning pshat, the whole difference between the middash and gvulun is, do you say amen or do you say bor shem kevoit? The trashi ve'ein loyma loyhaya noigin kein litkoya ela b'migdash. You can learn a different pshat. That the because in the Mishneh, it brings down, that means in this Mishnah, the first time it brings down the truest that were said by the Chov Dalet Brochus, it's brought down that Rab Chalafte and Rab Chananya ben Tadyein, this is what they had done, and the Chachamim Mochaylik Adam Leinoigim Elo B'Migdosh. So one could learn Shat, and the Rambam does learn Shat, that Vaker, this Seder, that the Tkiyas were right after the Brochus, this was only B'Migdosh, not B'Gvulin. B'Gvulin, they didn't blow Tkiyas after each Brochus. So Rashi brings out the Shpshat, Ve'in loyim alohiyo noyigin kei litkoye ela B'Migdosh, Devadei toikin B'Gvulin, kedemuchach B'kulach ach mesechta mesechus kishishon. So Rashi says, no, the Zichah, there was no difference, the difference was not in the Tkiyas, The difference wasn't Boru Shem Kavoid and Daniya Mishon. That's what Rashi says. Now, so the Karameira says, if we'll look at the first Baraisa and look at the second Baraisa, we'll see there's a very big chilik. The first Baraisa, when the first Baraisa speaks about Gvulin, so the first Baraisa says, mentions Tkiyas already by the Gvulin. Klo, not like the Rambam. The first Baraisa says as follows, Knesanya, Begur Yisrael, Malach, Bechois, Mahoim, Mishayin, Ashonos, Avron, Bar, Mario, Yana, Eschem. Vishma, Bekir, Tzakas, Mahim, Ezeb, Boruch, Koyol, Yisrael, Vinyach, Ma'omein, Bechazen, Haknesses, Oymolem, Tiku, Bnei Aaron, Tiku. Steitach, Klo, in the first Baraisa, that in Gvulim, they also blew Shofar after each Broche. That's what says, the first Baraisa. That was the first Baraisa. If we look at the second Baraisa, by the Gvulim, Bechlal does not mention Tkiya Shofar. The second Baraisa says, Ve'is da omri kedesanye, ayim of ne'emesu ha'babochashe, they say, So the second Baraisa does not mention that there was a Tkiya Shofar after the Brochas Pigvulim. I will be Migdosh. And then the Migdosh, when he brings down a Tkiya Shofar. So the Kerneiro wants to say, Fakad, there is the Tony. That means there's a Machloikis, two Baraisas in this Nakude. Was there a Tkiya Shofar after each broche, Begvulin or no? So that's Vista Tony. So now we can understand the difference between the two Baraisas. What was Noig in the Migdash, that's what they were Noig, Betzipoiri and Besichni. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lehoye Tzorch Loimer Zichoynes. Omer Ravada Demin Yafo, in my time with Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Sheinayim Zichoynes, Vishoifreis, Elo Boreish Hashone, Ubi Yoivlois, Ubi Shas Melchome. Rabbi Yehuda held that his brachas were only said, Roish Hashone, in Yoivl, in Shas Melchome, Zek Rashim, Elo Boreish Hashone, Kidamrinin Bereshone Imrul Fani Malchis Vizekhainis Ubi Yoivul Biemaki Purum Shal Yoivul Kisan Hosim Shava Yoivul Reshone Litkiisula Brochis Ubi Shas Mulchome Dersi Bichisavoyu Mulchome Baarzachem Alatsara Tsoyreschem. Sarashi says, Vlo Yodinin Mino is Parish Taime Brochis Psukei Malchis Echoynes V'Shoifresh B'Shas Mulchome. Because that, what the Gemara darshins, the Malchis, and Yisham Alekeichem, that's Malchis, Neskatem, Eschatzoitres, Voyelchem Lozikoren, that's Echoynes, that's Tavka, and the next Posek of Yom Simchasim Vayadeichem. But in this Posek, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't know where did they get that, when one is Yitzel Mulchome, they said the Seder HaBroches also. Ton. Yesh machlifin tzaoko. So now we heard in the Mishnah, that the Misha Ono Lishmuel and Misha Ono Leliyo. So now Mishnah says the broche that was Misha Ono Eshmuel Ba Mitzvah Boruch Ato Hashem Shemeya tzaoko. So Shmuel is Shemeya Tzaoko. Then it says the next bracha was Mishana Eliyahu Barakalmel Baruch Ata Hashem Shemeya Tvila. So it would seem that Shmuel there was a Tzaoko, and by Eliyahu there was a Tvila. That's what it seems. Now let us see. Now let's turn this Gemara. Tano Yesh Machlifin. Others changed it. Tzaoko Eliyahu. That the Eliyahu was a tzaoko. Utfila lishmu. and Shmuel was a Tvila. So the Gemara says, Bishloy me gabi Shmuel, ksiv bei Tvila, ksiv bei Tzaoka. Ele gabi le yo, Tvila ksiv, Tzaoka loy ksiv. So the Gemara says, Aneini Hashem, Aneini loshen Tzaoka hi. Now, before we learn Rashi, which is a Shvera Rashi, let us just say over what it says in the Psukim. The Gemara says, by Shmuel, it says, Aloshen Tfilah and Aloshen Tzaoka, but Elio, it's Aloshen Tfilah, Moshe says, no, it's Aloshen Tzaoka. Now, by Shmuel in Capital Zion, Shmuel Aleph Capital Zion, it says as follows. Vayoymer Shmuel kivtzu es kol Yisrael hamitzposo ve'espalel ba'adchem el Hashem. So we see that he told them there's mimispalel for them. And later it says that the plishtim heard that they came together. Vayiru vayishmu bnei Yisrael vayiru mipnei plishtim. So that Vayoymer bnei Yisrael Shmuel al tachesh mimenu mizoyik al Hashem alakeinu. You should be zoyik. So it says, let next posik, Vayizak Shmuel al Hashem ba'ad Yisrael vayaneyu Hashem. It was Zoyik Taka for Klal Yisrael. So now, when we look at this capital, we see there's a lotion of Tvile, there's Palol ba'adchem el Hashem, and it says, Vayizak Shmuel al Hashem. So the Gemara says, Bishloime, you say a Nusach by Shmuel, you say a lotion Tvile. Nope, it says a lotion Tvile there also. It says a Loshen Zok, it says a Loshen Zok, so that I can hear. But Elio, it's a Loshen Tfile. Aneinu Hashem Aneinu is a Loshen Tfile. So the Gemara answers, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu Loshen Tzaokahi. Let's just skip over the Rashi of, Gabi Elio, we'll come back later. Gabi Elio, b'maisa darakal maksif Tfile. Tachsiv aneini Hashem aneini, demashma loshin bakoshe, utfile, v'loi loshin tzaoka. So how could you be Messiahim an mishon eliyo shemeya tzaoka? Mishani aneini Hashem aneini loshin tzaoka hu kach shamati. Now, l'davoini, I don't understand the shakla v'talya in the Gemara. There's a shakla v'talya, the makshin held aneini is a loshin tfile. The Tartan tells him Aneini is a Loshen Tzaoka. I don't exactly know what the Shakla V'Tayah was. But Al-Kaponim, we hear a Shakla V'Tayah, how to define Aneini. In fact, that was the problem. The Gemara says, no, this Girsa holds Aneini is a Loshen Tzaoka. Now, let us go to the previous Rashi. So the Gemara says, Tzaoka Leiliyo. There was a different nusach. Almishonis eliyo choisim shemeya tzaoka. Ubishmuel shemeya tfile. By Shmuel shemeya tfile. Dersiv bei tfile. It says tfile. Kaptzu kiptzu was called Yisrael amitzposa vespalo batcha. So, yeah, so they said tfile because they said tfile. So the Gemara said, "Bishloy megabi Shmuel ksiv beit tefila ksiv beit tzaoka." The ksiv. So where does it say tzaoka? The ksiv vayichar leShmuel vayizak al Hashem kol alayla. Let's skip over Vika Lameima. The Bosar Parshas kiptzu kol Yisrael amitzboso ksiv beParshas nichamti kimlachti eshol. Yeah, it was b'mitzvah. The boss of Pashkim, so we saw b'mitzvah succeed. Yeah. Kach shamati. Now, this Rashi is a shchek lecha Rashi. The Gemara, we had mentioned before, if you look in the capital, the Gemara says, by Shmuel, there's tefillin, there's oke. Sure, there's tefillin that says, espalo. Vespalo batchem, and there's Zaoka, it says, Vayizak Shmuel al Hashem, Ba'ad Yisrael, Yanei Hashem, that's the Tfilah, that's the Zaoka. Rashi, all of a sudden, says, you know where there's Zaka by Shmuel? So Rashi brings later, after the Maisa with Shol, Melchemes Amolek, it says, Vayicha leShmuel Vayizak Hashem kol alayla. So we see a Loshen Vayizak by Shmuel. Ve'ika lemeima b'mitzvah. So how can you say, Misha ono leShmuel b'mitzvah? Who says that was b'mitzvah? It could be it was b'mitzvah. Could be. So Memele, so that's the Zaoka. So the Rashi is a pillar. Why does Rashi have to krich to something which is in, which is much later, that's Kapitel Tesvov? Rashi wants to say where it says Zaoka by Shmuel. So Rashi says it's the Maisa, the later when he was Zoyik and the Maisa of Shol, when the Rebbein Shlom him lachti, the Rebbein Shlom was Mescharet and he was Mamluch Shol. So he was Zoyik. So there it says Zoyik. Rashi is the Krich over there. Now Rashi says, who says it was B'mitzvah? It could be it was B'mitzvah. Why does Rashi have to say such things? Poshet, it says Zoyik in the same capital. Vayizak Shmuel Hashem. When they were B'mitzvah, it says Vayizak Shmuel Hashem Ba'ad Yisrael Vayenei Hashem. Very schwer. Why does Rashi have to search for a Poshet of Zoyik by Shmuel? And Rashi brings that posik, if by the mitzvah alone it says a posik. So this kashe, the masho is moirer on Rashi. Very shver Rashi. Why does Rashi have to say all this? So I saw in Yalkut Yeshaya, he brings from the Imre Pinchas, a moirer de kepshat. He brings from someone, the Pinchas said from someone, a moirer de kepshat. There's an Ike da Amri. The Ike da Amri said, that you don't say, what are Nusach? Our Nusach in the Mishnah is that by Shmuel you say, Shemeya Tzoko, by Leo you say, Shemeya Tfilin. So the Gemara says, Yesh Machlif. What is Seif Akel? So by Shmuel you say, Shemeya Tfilin. Now we have to understand, what is the Svar of the Yesh Machlif? Why should you say Fakel? So the Gemara says, Bishloime, oh, I understand. Bishloime gabi Shmuel ksiv beit tfile, it says tfile, uksiv beit tzaoko. El gabel yo, there's a problem. But Shmuel, I understand why you say fakel. Why do you understand you say fakel? What's wrong with the first pshat? It says tzaoko. Bishloime gabi Shmuel, I understand why you say tfile, ksiv beit tfile, ksiv beit tzaoko. So the Imre Pinchas says, Amore de Kepshat. We're going to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we're saying, Mi she'ono eshmur v'har ha-mitzpeh hu yane eschem. Now Rashi says, there were two times that Shmuel was zoyik. One time he was zoyik by mitzpah, and then he was takenene. It was the second time he was zoyik. By Shol, by Yizak Kol Alayla. What happened over there? He wasn't Nene. Now I'm going to say to the Rabbi Shol, Mishi, the Rabbi Shol, just like you did with Shmuel, you should do to us. That's the Zaoka of Shmuel was once successful and once was unsuccessful. And it could be that second Zaoka was B'mitzvah also. Who knows where this was? So you can't say Misha Ono. You can't say Shemeya Zaoka Misha Ono Shmuel Shemeya Zaoka because the Zaoka of Shmuel was once heard and was once not heard. So you don't say Bochat Hashem Shemeya Zaoka. So that is a Moir de Kipshat. So the Gemara says Bishlami, I understand very well why you want to say Shemeya Tvila. Because the Tvila of Shmuel was Nene, that's for sure. But you spell by the mitzvah there was a Tvila of Shmuel and that was Nene. So as since it says tefillah, and it says the Zaoka in a place where he wasn't then, so understand why you say tefillah. That is pshat in the Gemara. So Rashi is saying, where's the place that says the Zaoka that he wasn't then? So Rashi brings you in the parsha. So Rashi is mamash meiridik. So Rashi is saying, since it says Zaoka, the chsiv ayicha l'shmu v'yisa kol Hashem kol alaylo, b'kolo meyve b'mitzvah hoya yitzoke. It could be that was b'mitzvah also. So me'mele we can't say Boruch Shemeya Zaoka. because the tzaoka of Shmuel was not always heard. So Mamela, that's very good why you say a loshen shemeyat filin. That's how the Imre Pinchas says pshat in this Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Michdei, it says later, ala shishi sawayma misha'ones yoyna, ala shvi sawayma misha'ones dobit. Frag the Gemara, michdei yoyne bosar dobit ushloyma have. Yoyne lived after dobit ushloyma. My time magdim lay bereshit. So why do you first bring Yoyne and then you bring David Ishlaim? So the Gemara answers, Mishim Daboi Lemechtem, the last Baroche, that he wants to be Messiah from the six Baroches, he wants to be Chaysim Berachim Al Ha'oretz. So Memele, that the Baroche Shalom is the Berachim Al Ha'oretz, that's the Makkeh Bepatish, that's the Rachmonis we need now, by the Tainis Kshomim, so Memele, so therefore he brings David Ushlein. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yoyne Bosor David Ushleime. Tahavi Bimea Matsyo Beseder Oilom. So the Gemara answers, the Boile Mechtem, Besoiv Kol Brochis. At the end of all the Brochis, he wants to say, Boruch Merachim Alohoretz. Lohochi boy boy sechsima, that's the last broche, David is shloimayim. Shehem hispalalu al Eretz Yisrael. They were mispalal al Eretz Yisrael. Period. Inami, and that Rashi brought down grad on the Mishnah. Rashi brought down in the Mishnah hispalalu al Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi brought down, there was a rov, bimei David shalishonim. And they were mispalo. Mishon the David, the Rav made David shalishonim, shonach shone, and Shloime, it says, Rav kiyia ba'oretz. Rav kiyia ba'oretz. So memele, so they were mispalo al ha'oretz. So that's why we say David the Shloime. Inami, now Rashi says the second shot. Mishum the inhu, Tikkun Beis HaMikdash. They were the ones that were misakin the Beis HaMikdash. This says David purchased the Mokim from Alvona. Shloime built the Beis HaMikdash. So they were the misakni the Beis HaMikdash. To who Iker HaOretz Amoyredike Pshat. That when we're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, the Iker of Eretz Yisrael, that's the Beis HaMikdash. Kach shamati. So this Rashi says kach shamati, that the fakert, that they were misaken Eretz Yisrael to binyan habayis. Kach shamati. I thought with this we could understand there was a veltul from the Satmar Rebbe Zecheinu Levroche when the Medinas Yisrael started, so he had a kasha. He said, why did they call it Medinas Yisrael? Why don't they call it Eretz Yisrael? He says, Alma Ovdo Ha'orech Al Ozma Mesterosi. That's what the Satmar Rebbe said. That's what they call Medinas Yisrael. They don't call Eretz Yisrael, they call Medinas Yisrael. Asher Ozma Mesterosi. Fakel, because the Ike Kedushas Ha'orech, that's the Bais, that's the Eretz. And their intentions was to having a Medina without an Eretz. It says without the Ike Kedusha Sa'oretz. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis on after Zainab at Beis Baruch Marachim Al Oretz, the Rabbi David, the Shloime Shachloime Al Oretz, the David, the Shloime Hispalulu Al Oretz, David, Rabbi Malach Hamoves, when there was a devil, Begeiran Arvono, Shloime betvila de kamarov ki yeh ba'oretz. Why did Shloime mishum de iskin beis ha-migdash ba'oretz? B'nai ka shahada choshe v'yoyne mikanei David, av agav shahoyo koidim David was before mishum de boile michtem al ha-oretz ke de mafarish bidmore. That's the last broche, merachim al-oretz, that's the chsimes, and memele, that's why this is the last broche. Zog de Gemara weiter. Tonem ishim sumches amru that the tchsime is not baruch merachim al oretz, baruch mashpil horomim. This is the last bracha. So Rashi baruch mashpil horomim hayu oimrim bimkoim baruch merachim shehichniyam bimoto sheshavu betshuve. The Kerta gave a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on the whole Indian of Atziris Kishomim, that this is Mashpil HaRomim. For Kerta, we were Romim before, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was Mashpil us to the Atziris Kishomim, so he gave a brocha on this. That was the Chsime, Mashpil HaRomim. We had further Sholish, Tainiyos, Orishoinos, Anshe Mishmo Misanin V'loi Mashlimin. Yeton Rabot. Mibnei Ma Omru Anshe Mishmo Motorim Lishtois Yayin V'loi Lois. It says late in the Mishnah that Anshe Mishmo were permitted to drink Yayin V'loi Lois. Avoloi Bayomim. So Shem Motich Bad Havoi Dal Anshe Beisot. Maybe it'll be too difficult, the avoidah will be too difficult for the base. V'yavoyu v'yisayu lehem. So therefore, they'll come and help them. So therefore, so by day they were on call. They might be needed to help the base of. V'bnei ma'omu anshe base of. Loi bayoim v'loi balaylom. That the Anshe Beis Ov were not permitted to drink wine balaylo, so mimnei sheina sukim tomid bavoide. That day that the Beis Ov was their day, so they were asukim tomid bavoide. Sai bayim, sai balaylo. So mamela there on call by day and by night. So mamela, so therefore they're not permitted to drink wine. Mikan omu. Now, so what do we see from this? We see from this that if there's a possibility that one might be needed, if this is based off, he might be needed at night, so you have to be available at night. So you don't drink wine, because when you drink wine, you're unavailable anymore. Or the mishmo, that even though it's not their day, but they might be needed, so they couldn't drink wine by day, that they should be available. So a person has to make sure he's available when he will be needed. Is mikan omru kol koyin shemakir mishmartoi umishmeres beis of shaloi. He knows which mishmo he comes from, and he knows which beis of he comes from. The yedeya shabotei avois of kvuyim shom. We'll see in Rashi exactly what this means. So that means if he knows klal picheshben that this and this day in the year was his day to do the avodah, also lishtei shayim koloisei hayoyim. So Rashi learns how we're speaking about this man hazeh. Shema yibone beis hamikdash, and today is my day. Mikan omru. That means we learned from our Mishnah that a koyin is mechuyev to be available when it's mutal on him to do the avodim. So if a kohen knows which mishma he comes from, which beis of he comes from, it's also lishtes yayin kol oisei hayoyim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi mikan omru midiktoni hoche dafilo anshe mishma. They weren't scheduled to work that day. Because even though you're not scheduled, but you have to make sure you're available if you'll be needed. And that's a chiv on the Anshe Mishmo. Yes, it's koyin bizman hazeh. So koyin bizman hazeh, hamakir mishmartoi. Hayedeya meiza mishmeresu, mi hayoriv, oi mi yedayo, yachas michov dalet mishmorit, sheyedeya shemis avoysa, 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 ad yayoriv, yedeya eze yayim, eze shabbos hayo oivdim. and base of shaloi is kruyim, at the kruyim in shidei vadai she base of shaloi oived b'migdosh. Vishahar b'yoyim ibotu yovisa kahanim shaloi hukvu. Not every base of had the schus to be oived in the base of migdosh. So he knows all these three. Shuv amali rabbi kibuyim shloineschalo base of shaloi. No, each base of did work. No, but he knows that his base of is still namatzav of cheskes kashas. So in his halal base of shaloi liyes megul mina kahune. V'yaydeya shaloi base of shaloi lavoi. Is the aloche is osa lishtoish yayin kol oisei hayoi. He's not permitted to drink wine that day. V'su loi. So the Marav Ranshberg learns pshat v'suloi also, but more than that day, he's not also. Only that day is also, because shemo we're not chayish shemo yivne beis hamikdash v'tichba da'avoyde v'yizet tzorich labay. That means that even though we had said that a mishmo is also a whole week, because maybe they might be needed. Oh, that is pshat when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, so Memele, so then there's only one suffix. Maybe they might be needed. So they had to make themselves available for this suffix. But now that the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, so Memele, so we're also only Chayish for one suffix. That means if this is my day, so then I'm a Chuyiv to make Shabi available this day. So the male of that day is not permitted to drink wine. But a whole week, you can't say he's also that, because that's what it is fake is. You don't, so like hashinon shema yivne beis hamikdash, v'tichba da avoide, he is a tzorich labit.